your questions.
Thank you very much. So obviously a lot of material put on the table here, and I think it's our task now to take you all up on the notion that everybody wants to see NIL rights and see legislation. Question is, how are we going to get that done? And obviously our colleagues have some very important viewpoints that need to be listened to. One area that I want to probe on, Dr. Frederick, you specifically mentioned the MEAC institutions and the notion that you only have limited ability to address some of these issues. Obviously, Coach Few and I would say probably the Pac-12 have been doing some of these things already and have created a standard. So we have been doing our own analysis, and to me, requiring Division I and Division II schools to help cover these healthcare costs would be an important goal for us to achieve. Dr. Emmert, what can the NCAA do now? Obviously, we heard Mr. Gilmore and others talk about the incredible amount of money that's in college sports today. What can you do to guarantee us that we could help with these institutions like Howard University or others who can't afford to have the out-of-pocket expenses that other institutions are currently handling?
Yeah, well, thank you, Senator, for the question. I think it's probably at the crux of much of this is there's general agreement, I suspect, among the panelists and others that student athletes ought not to be, as Coach Few articulated very nicely, not reaching into their pocket for covering independent expenses that are above and beyond their, or up to their deductibles, for example, in their insurance. And many of the Division I schools in the Power Five conferences and others as well are doing so today. The question is, first of all, how would that language be crafted and what would be the size of the cost of all of this for schools? But having said that, if the focus was on what in Division I are often labeled by the NCAA members, the low resource institutions, and those costs were simply out of pocket costs, doubtlessly there's a way to determine within Division I resources how to cover some of those costs. There's a variety of different vehicles for doing that. The challenge that everyone has to recognize is that, you know, there's no NCAA money, it's all the school's money, and so the NCAA serves as a pass-through. But if the member schools wanted, and I were willing to, and I would be willing to put this question to them, to say, okay, can we find a mechanism for funding out-of-pocket expenses in low-resource schools, it's certainly a doable phenomenon. It's that the amounts of money, at least based on the modeling we've done, are not unreasonable. Where it becomes very challenging is across Divisions II and III. There's probably ways to ascertain how that might be done, but the devil would be in the detail. What is it precisely that they would need to be paying for? Is it just if it's out-of-pocket expenses, meaning those costs for the deductibles of a student athlete for sports-related injuries only for some fixed period of time, that might be a manageable amount of money with the dollars that flow through the NCAA distribution system.
I think, to me, there's a lot of money in sports, and there's going to be a lot more money in sports. I'm a big believer that as we move towards internet models, there'll be lots of ways to monetize activities. So I would hope that we could make a commitment to help Dr. Frederick's institution and other MEC schools meet those obligations so that we could move forward. I get that not all the panelists are on the same point with this, but to me, this should be an easier yes, we can get this done. I want to ask Dr. Frederick, because this issue of heat impacts and horrific news of actual deaths from this, why can't we just get better health standards to cover the NCAA institutions to set a standard for what health could be, even if it's done here at a federal level, the guidance that must be followed by institutions?
Yeah. You know, I think this is an important point, and especially when you look around heat-related issues and concussions in particular. The NFL, for example, I think has been a model in terms of embracing this issue finally. and we have to have standards around where the athletes compete, et cetera. I think some of the issues here are around education and resources. We must insist that the number of trainers that are out there with the athletes and someone monitoring the conditions for the individual athletes are part of what is taking place. And this is not just only about heat and those things, but athletes get other issues. While I was at the University of Connecticut, there was a soccer player who I befriended who developed a testicular cancer that was metastatic. He had issues during practice that led to the discovery of this major mass in his abdomen. And as we talk about health-related expenses, his care, to UConn's credit, was taken care of fully and he was allowed to graduate. So the other thing that I don't think we count as well is, while it does not happen often, there are issues that do impact athletes while they are in college that may not be related to their athletic endeavors that schools and colleges try to cover. And the last point I'll make is that Howard, for instance, like many schools, has a self-insured trust. And so the issue with how we cover health insurance is very different among all the institutions. And the problem with NCAA even stepping in is that for a self-insured trust, you just need one of those horrific incidents that costs you over $250,000 and triggers your excess layer. And right there, your budget, especially if it's a marginal budget. So of two of those incidents that cost $500,000 for the $14 million that we may expend is a huge deal at a Howard University. So putting into a fund, as Dr. Emmett has suggested, is potentially one way to do that. And then the last thing is somebody has to be the arbiter of what constitutes an injury during the time that you were playing versus we sometimes recruit athletes who come to us with injuries, and then subsequent to that, who's going to be the arbiter if somebody shows up 2-3 years later with a chronic issue that actually occurred before they started playing for us? We're going to need some type of arbitration around that issue as well.
Thank you. Senator Wicker.